Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
The Lion in the Vacuum Cleaner by Helen Brain. Toby shouted.
Move out of my way, please,
said Toby's mum.
I'm very busy. I'm looking for my diamond ring. I've dropped it and I can't find it anywhere.
But, Mummy, there's a creature in the vacuum cleaner. I heard it roar.
Toby's mum was very irritated.
Don't talk nonsense. Now help me, please, find my ring. Oh, I'm so worried about it. I don't know where it could be.
She turned over every cushion, looked under every chair and table, and even looked under the beds. Eventually, Toby's mum gave a big sigh and said,
I can't find my ring anywhere.
She sat down on the couch looking very sad and turned on the TV. Toby found a screwdriver in the toolbox in the kitchen. Then he went to the cupboard where his mom kept the vacuum cleaner. He turned the vacuum cleaner over and undid all the screws and said,
I know you are in there, little creature. I'm going to let you out.
Soon, he had the cover off the vacuum cleaner and what should jump out but a little yellow lion.
Thank you for setting me free,
the lion said.
I've been stuck in this vacuum cleaner ever since I jumped inside it at the factory. And I am very, very hungry.
The lion gave a big roar and then, with one gulp, he swallowed all the screws that Toby had taken off the cover.
Why did you do that?
Toby was cross.
Now I can't put the vacuum cleaner back together again. My mum will be very angry with me.
The lion rolled on his back and purred.
Oh, scratch my tummy. I love that.
No. I tried to help you, and now you got me into big trouble. I'm not going to play with you anymore. You have to go away.
The lion gave a soft little roar and crept off with his tail between his legs.
Toby, what are you doing?
His mom came through into the kitchen to make a cup of tea. Then she saw the vacuum cleaner lying in two parts on the floor.
You have done a naughty, naughty thing. I told you not to touch the vacuum cleaner and now you've broken it. Where are the screws to put it together again?
The lion ate them.
Toby tried to explain.
Lion? There is no lion,
said Toby's mum.
Now my ring is missing and the vacuum cleaner is broken. What am I going to do? Go to your room.
Toby sat on his bed feeling very sorry for himself. Then suddenly, he heard a tap, tap, tap. He looked up. The lion was at the window calling him.
What do you want?
Toby opened the window.
You've already got me in trouble today. My mom is very cross with me. Please, go away and don't come back.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you in trouble. How can I make things right again?
You can't. Not unless you find my mom's diamond ring.
Oops,
said the lion.
Oops? What do you mean, oops?
I think I might have... I might know where the ring is.
Where is it? Where's my mom's ring?
Here.
The lion gave a big burp, and out of his mouth came all four vacuum cleaner screws and Toby's mom's diamond ring. Toby was so
Yay!
Happy.
Well done.
He tickled the lion's tummy until it purred like a kitten.
You're a good lion. The best lion.
Very carefully, Toby went to the kitchen and washed the ring and the screws in a little bowl in the sink. He dried them on a towel until they were shiny and sparkling, and then he made his mom a cup of tea. He put the tea and the ring on a tray and carried it through to where his mom was sitting on the couch, wiping her eyes and trying not to cry too much.
Here you are, Mom. I made you a cup of tea. I'm sorry I was naughty.
Toby's mom gave a little sniff.
Thank you, my darling.
And then her face lit up.
My ring! Where did you find it?
The lion ate it.
Toby, you know there isn't really a lion in the vacuum cleaner. You know that, don't you?
Yes, Mum. There isn't a lion in the vacuum cleaner, 'cause he's gone home now.
Then Toby fetched the screwdriver and put the cover back on the vacuum cleaner and did up all screws tightly. And his mom plugged it into the wall and turned it on. And it didn't roar. In fact, it never roared ever again.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Cassie Lowers and Vion Fenter. Did you know reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home. Nali Bali.